We got up to the end of Memvorim Beis. Eisvei, I think, the last line. So we had a machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda. If you say Hoyol or not on Yom Tov, right? So meaning a person baked on Yom Tov, and he was done eating, he's not eating anymore today. So as far as he's concerned, it's Shaloi Tzarech Yom Tov. So theoretically, he should get Malkus. Nonetheless, Rabba says he doesn't get Malkus because we say Hoyol. That maybe if guests would show up, so then it would be a Tzarech. So he can always feed it to guests. So even in the event that guests didn't show up, it's still called that he baked the Tzarech Yom Tov and he doesn't get Malkus. So Chisda says we don't say Hoyol. Therefore, since he didn't bake it for himself, he's done eating for the day. It's not considered the Tzarech Yom Tov and he's Chayv Malkus. So on that we asked, if that's the case, how could you ever bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So according to Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, because Mita Raisa anyway, Tzarech Shabbos, are you allowed to do on Yom Tov? It's only Mita Rabbanon that they made you do a Ne'er of Tashuva, but Mita Raisa, you're allowed to do Tzarech Shabbos on Yom Tov anyway, because the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Tov is one. So first the Gemara is going to discuss this this sub-point of Kedusha Shabbos, of Tzarech Shabbos Nasa Beyond, and then the Gemara is going to go back to the regular Hayo. So the Gemara says, Eisvei Lechem HaPanim, the Lechem HaPanim that was brought every Shabbos, Nechel Atisha, sometimes it was eaten on the ninth day after it was baked, La'asara, sometimes the tenth day, Le'echaras, or sometimes the 11th day, Le'epach is never less than 9, V'le'yos are never more than 11, Ketzad, Kedarko, normally the teacher was always eaten on the 9th day. Why? Nefa be'erev Shabbos, because you have to bake it on Erev Shabbos. You can't bake it on Shabbos. So it was baked on Erev Shabbos, and Nechol b'Shabbos, and it was eaten the following Shabbos, because every Shabbos they put on those 12 Lechem HaPanim from that week. They stay on for the week, they're taken off the next Shabbos. So they're baked on Friday, that's day one, so they're put on Shabbos, that's day two, and they're taken off and eaten the following Shabbos 7 days later, so that's day nine. So Nechol Shabbos is eaten the next Shabbos, the Tisha, which ends up being the ninth day. Chol Yom Tov Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. If let's say Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov, so then you can't bake it on Erev Shabbos, you're going to have to bake it on Thursday. So Nechol Shabbos La'asar, so then when it's going to be eaten the following Shabbos, is going to end up being the tenth day, one extra day. And if it was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because over here we're talking about in Yerushalayim, so the only time you have 2 day Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. So the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and you have to end up baking it on Wednesday. So you add another day. So Nechol the Shabbos, so it's going to be in the following Shabbos, Lachar Asar, on the 11th. Lefi, and this is all because she'eni doicha, that the baking of the lechem panim is not doicha, lo yasa Shabbos, v'lo yasa Yom Tov, not Shabbos nor Yom Tov. Fact the Gemara v'i amri tzarche Shabbos nasa b'Yom Tov, but if you're going to say like Rav Chisda that tzarche Shabbos are allowed to be done on Yom Tov, means you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So amali dachi Yom Tov. So what's the problem? Why can't you bake the lechem panim on Yom Tov? It's not for today, it's for Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Amalei, so he said to him, Shus Kreva Hitiru, Shus Rechaikala Hitiru. If it's for Shabbos, that's right there, meaning today's Friday, and you're cooking it for tomorrow, Shabbos, so then, Enechanami, you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and even by us that it's Derabbanan, it would be also, but in the Mishkan it wouldn't even be also Derabbanan, and then the Chanami would be Lachatchila to bake from Friday to Shabbos. However, over here we're not baking from Friday to Shabbos, we're baking from Friday till the next Shabbos. It's a Shabbos that's not Kroiv, it's a Shabbos that's far away. So that you're not allowed to do. Friday Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Mishum Rishim ben Askan, who said over in the name of Rishim ben Askan that Doiches Yom Tov, he disagreed with the Tana Kama that if it's Yom Tov, you have to bake it earlier, and therefore sometimes it's baked on Thursday, and sometimes it's even baked Wednesday. He holds no. You're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. But on Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Yom Kippur is no heter v'aychal nefesh. So if Yom Kippur was Friday, then it wouldn't be during Yom Kippur. But if any other Yom Tov was Friday, you would bake it on Yom Tov. So my iklamim, according to, so what we just got finished saying, shvus kareva hitiru, shvus rechaykala hitiru. So how, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, do we say that you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov for the Shabbos, not for the Shabbos that comes right afterwards? So says the Gemara, but hopefully that's cool for the machlokes. The Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Marasav Shus Krevi Tiru Shus Rechayka Lo Yitiru. The Tanakam holds that even though you're allowed to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's only a Shabbos that's right next to Yom Tov. It's a Shus Krevi. So therefore, you can never bake the lechem upon him, which is always by definition not for that Shabbos, but for the following Shabbos. Therefore, they would never matter that. Once you say that Tzarech Shabbos are Nasa B'yantiv, not only the Tzarech of this Shabbos, but the Tzarech of any Shabbos, even a Shabbos that's far away, that's in a week from now, even that Shabbos is, you're allowed to bake for on Yom Tov, and therefore, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake the Lechem upon him, even for the following Shabbos. Masiv Ramari. The same concept as by the lechem upon him, the shtei alechem that was brought every Shavuos, so they were eaten either on the second day, no less than the second day, no more than the third day. Ketzad nefes erev yontif. Normally you bake it on erev yontif. Nechalas Yom Tov, and then it was eaten the following day on Yom Tov, the Shnayim, so it's already the second day. Chol Yom Tov Lias Achar Shabbos, if Shuas ended up being Sunday, Nechalas Yom Tov Vishleisha, so then you can't bake it on Erev Yom Tov because Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. So you would bake it on Erev Shabbos, so now it's already the third day. It was baked on Friday, and you're eating it on Sunday, so it's being eaten on the third day. The fish ain't a deicha, leis a Shabbos, leis a Yom Tov, because the baking of the shtei alechem is not deicha, not Shabbos, nor Yom Tov. For acting tomorrow, the yamit tzarchi Shabbos nasim Yom Tov, according to you, Reb Chista, that tzarchi Shabbos are allowed to be done in Yom Tov. So hashta the Shabbos be Yom Tov shari, the Yom Tov be Yom Tov mibay. So if you're even allowed to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so from Yom Tov to later on in Yom Tov, for sure you should be able to do. Even though the time, by the time when you're baking the oyim, the time to eat the shtei alechem didn't happen yet. So it's not like, so according to Rabbah, we would understand why you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. But if you're allowed to even bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so kol shekein, you could bake from Yom Tov morning to Yom Tov afternoon. So, according to Rav Chista, why should you not be allowed to bake the shtei alechem on Yom Tov itself? So the more answer, shiny hasam tamakra lochem, because it says in the pasuk of Yom Tov that it's mutter to do things that are tzarich oichol nefesh. It says achasher yoso lechol nefesh hu levade yoch lechol nefesh hu levade yoso lochem. Those things may be done for you. So that word lochem is extra. What is that lochem coming to tell us? Lochem v'loy l'gvaya. You're only allowed to do malacha for your own personal needs. You're not allowed to do malacha for gvaya, for things that are karbonis, for kachim. Therefore, over here, obviously the malachas that you have to do for avodah are not nichla on that, like the shechita, all the avodas, the haftarah that have to be done. But anything that could have been done on Erev Yom Tov, you're not, the fact that Yom Tov, the Oichel Nefesh is Mutter, there's no heter of Oichel Nefesh for Yigavaya, and therefore there's no heter to bake it on Yom Tov when it's possible to bake it on Erev Yom Tov. So Lechem upon him, once we get to here, Enachlami, yeah. Once we get to here, this will take care of Lechem upon him too, yeah. It's an easier answer, but that klal happens to be true. The Gemara uses it in other places also. The Gemara, as of then, had no right to say anything more than that, and that answer happens to be true.
Right.
So it's a true answer. But Anachanami, once you have this answer, you taka don't need that answer.
This doesn't mean that it's not easy. It just means
a malach is not able to be done. A malach is not able.
No, but I'm saying Yuvaya doesn't mean a carbon. They eat the lechem chametz, the shtei lechem.
Yeah, but the reason that it needs to be baked is because the kavaya needs it. Once it's brought for kavaya, so then the din is. I mean, this goes back to the. Without getting involved in that, we're going to have this many times. I think even in our mesachta, but for sure mesachas beya, the machloek is if nedarim and nedavos are brought on yontif. Right now, the mandamar who says it is because it's eaten, so it's called derech hanefesh. The other mandamar holds no, since primarily it's a carbon. It happens to be that afterwards you eat it, but your kavanah of bringing it is because you're bringing a carbon. Once you, so that's not called derech hanefesh. Right. So the same idea over here. It has to be that you're baking it for yourself. Over here, you're not baking it for yourself. You're baking it for Gavaya. It happens to be, once you're going to be makrovil the Gavaya, so then the din is going to be that someone's going to eat it, but that's not called Arachal Nefesh. Frag the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amar Rav Shimon ben Askan, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who said before, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Askan, that Doichas HaYomtiv, that Yutaka could bake on Yomtiv, he said that by the Lechem upon him before, you're allowed to bake on Yomtiv, so obviously he doesn't know the Lechem, and in the Mishnayos over there, Hu Adin, he says, that you could bake it on Yomtiv. So what does he do with our Josh of Lechem V'Leilu Gvoya, Ma'ik LeMeimer, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Savala Ka'abashol, he holds like Abashol, the Amar Lechem, Lachem v'le'narchem. He has a different drasha from Lachem. He dashens from Lachem that not to exclude hektish, but rather to exclude goyim. I mean, on yomtiv, you're allowed to bake things that tzarech oichol nefesh of a yid. You're not allowed to bake something that tzarech oichol nefesh of a goy. Right, and that's why midar baron is an issa to even invite a goy on yomtiv because you might come to bake for him. So that's what he learns from Lachem, and he doesn't use it for Lachem v'loy gvaya. The Tanakhama learns Lachem v'loy gvaya, and that's why the Tanakhama says that the baking of the Lachem upon him is, or the Shei Lachem is not Teicha Yomtiv. Shalach le Reb Chisda le Rabba. So Reb Chisda, the one who says you don't say Hayo, sent a Kasha to Rabba who says you do say Hayo, in the hands of Rabbi Acha Bar Ravuna, meaning Rabbi Acha Bar Ravuna obviously is going from Rabbi Chisda to Rabbi, so he sent him the following message. He sent him to, when you go there, ask him this kasha. Mi amrinin hoyo, is it so, like you say, that we say hoyo? Vatnan, don't we have a Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Yesh chayrish talim echod, there's a person who could be plowing one furrow, one row of in the field, and that one mice of plowing could end up getting him 8 sets of malchus. How so? He's plowing with a shar and a chamar, so a shar and a chamar is kalayim, klai behema. So that's lav number 1 for kalayim. Vehemukdashim, and it happens to be that both the shar and the chamar belong to hektish. Now, since they're both hektish, but they're two different types of hektish. The chamar obviously can't be a carbon, so it's kasher by the gabai. So that would be the lav of meila. The shar could be not a shar by the gabai; it could be a shar of a carbon. So by a carbon, there's a different lav, which says by bechor, and who are then by all other karbanos, it's like that. It's lo sabi bechor sherechav lo sagas bechor tzanecha. So there's a lav to do avoda with karbanos. So that's already lav number 2 and lav number 3. V'kalai mekerim. Now it happens to be what he's plowing, besides the klai behemo, because he's the shor nechamar. It happens to be he's plowing a vineyard, and he's plowing in a way that he's helping klai mekerim grow. He's covering over the seeds or whatever it is that he's helping the klai grow. So therefore, he'll get the lav of klai mekerim. No, this is intention.
Oh,
But really, I mean, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, in those days they used to, in some places they used to have to plow afterwards to cover over the seeds because the ground was hard enough. This was his kavanah. We're talking that he's doing this all b'mezid. He got a swar for all of this.
Right, but I just don't. It's not the same action.
No, because this is what the plowing is to. This is the tachlis of the plowing.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, it's not like we had in Shabbos, right? That eating at the same time that you're on Shabbos, so you happen to be carrying, right? No, this is right. No, so the climate carom. So that's already number four. Ushvis, and it happened to be that it was a shmita year, so now the plowing is also because you're doing avodas hakarka on shmita. B'yomtiv, and it was a yomtiv, so that's already number six. So it's being machal yomtiv. The koyin. And it happened to be that the person who was plowing was a kohen, the nazir, and he was also a nazir and a beis atumah. And it happened to be that the field that he was in, that he was plowing, was tamei. So it's a kohen being metame himself and a nazir being metame himself. So that's lav number seven and lav number eight.
Wow.
Yeah. Why didn't we add Shabbos?
Oh.
That's they asked, I don't remember, I think it's Kasha's asked over there. I don't remember the tariffs. Okay.
So, I only wanted to do eight lives.
Yeah. Right.
Eight is enough.
So, Frakta Gemara, V'iyamrin and Hoyel, if, according to you, Rabbah, that you say Hoyel, so Acharisha Leil Chayiv, so why is he Chayiv for plowing on Yom Tiv? He shouldn't be chayiv hayo v'chazer l'kisi dam tzipar, because if you shecht an yam tiv, you have to do kisi adam. If you have to do kisi adam and you don't have ready-made dirt, you would have to dig to get the dirt. So it's part of the heter of tzarech ha'chol nefesh. B'meila, so every digging is mutter, because hayo if I would have dam to be mechase, or at least not if it's not mutter, at least I wouldn't get malchus, because if you had dam to be mechase, then it would be needed. It would be a tzarech yomtiv. Then it comes out that you wouldn't. That it's not plowing that shalei tzarech the same way that when you bake something, we say it's not considered shalei tzarech because maybe guests will come by. Amar Papa Bar Shmuel. So Papa Bar Shmuel answers Bavonim Mikur Zalois. We're talking about this is a type of field that the dirt wasn't soft dirt, it was like these big clumps of dirt. So, you, in order to do kisi adam, it has to be fine so that it's going to cover it over. If it's big clumps, you can't do kisi adam with that. Therefore, you can't say that I'm potter from malchus because hoyle I could use it for kisi adam, since this dirt as is not really for kisi adam. Furthermore, who cares? Ru'i is the question. Right now, it's not right for kisei adam, but I could take these clumps and grind them up, and therefore it is right for kisei adam. So the digging was all part of the process of getting it ready for kisei adam, because I'm going to dig it up and then take those clumps and grind them up and crush them up and make them into fine dirt in order to be right for kisei adam. So Vaita, why am I getting malchus for yontif? So the Gemara answers, Uksisha b'yomtiv mishari, you're not allowed to do ksisha on yomtiv, grind on yomtiv, meaning not all malachas. Again, when we get to Mesechus Be'ah, we'll get into this much more, but not all malachas are mutter l'tzarech echol nefesh on yomtiv. Certain malachas are mutter and certain malachas are not mutter. Ksisha, which is told of tchina, grinding, is not mutter on yomtiv. So if that's the case, so it's not going to help. He's not. You can't say that that he should not be chayv on these big, large clumps, because hoyel that he could use them for kisei adam, they grinding it up, because it's not true. You're not allowed to grind up on yom tov. So frakta gemara, ru'i is l'kashya son kalacha yad. Okay, it's not mutter to grind it regularly, but you could always do it kalacha yad. You could always do it in an abnormal way with the shinui. Anything that's done kalacha yad midarais is mutter. It's only also midarabanan. So on the derisa level, how could we give him malchus? We should say hayo, it's right for kisei adam, because he could use it for kisei adam if he grinds the kalach hayad. So the Gemara says, "Bitzunma, We're talking about that it wasn't really dirt. It was like a rock. So over there, you physically can't grind it up and use it for kisei adam. Friday Gemara Bitzunma Barzriu. We're talking about the guy who's plowing in here in order to plant, in order to that Klai HaKerem should grow, because that was part of our story over here. If you're telling me that the ground was a solid rock and it wasn't dirt, then how exactly are you planting there? So the Gemara answer is Tzumah Milmalo V'Ofer Tichuach Milmata. Maybe the case was that there was the upper layer was rock, and then underneath there was soft dirt, and you're planting the seeds in the underneath. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, typically Mishum Ofer Tichuach. So then, Vayter, go back to the original kasha. So if there's soft dirt underneath, so then that soft dirt is right for Kisei Adam, and Vayter, I should have a Hayo, I shouldn't be Chayav on Yatav, because I dug now to get dirt for Kisei Adam. Ella says the Gemara, rather you have to say as follows, Amar Mar Baravashi Betina. We're talking about not that the dirt was clumped, not that it's a rock, but rather it's muddy. It's wet. So since it's muddy, there's no way to get it to come apart. It's all stuck together because it's wet. And therefore, there's no way to use it for Kisei Adam. In fact, the Gemara Betina Barzrihu, but Vaita, you can't plant in mud either. So says the Gemara, b'matunta, you're right, it's not mamish muddy, not real mud, but rather it's wet soil, so it's still soil, you can still plant in there, but as far as Kisei Adam is concerned, the more you're going to crush it, the more you're going to manipulate it, the more it's going to end up getting stuck together, because it is damp, it is moist. And therefore, as far as Kisei Adam is concerned, it's not right for Kisei Adam.
Well, I mean, in this case, this guy was obviously intentionally doing this soon. How would you say that even if his intention was to plant?
I think so. Yeah. Even though he was intending to do it right, the same. I think that's the case by Oifim Mishabas Yom Tov also. You were planning on baking Shalei Zerich. You got Malkus, right? Because the other man, you got Hasra, I mean, because the other man wouldn't be able to say you get Malkus if he didn't get Hasra. And Alpha became, Rab is saying, you say Hoyle. Even though his intention was Lahedya to be over an instant. Yeah. Okay. Eisvei. Abai. Frekt Abai. Hamavaso Kidanosha Becholov Beyomtiv. So again, this is from the same Mishnais that we're trying to give cases of how many Yisurim a person can have on doing things. So, a person cooks kidanosha becholov in milk, so kidanosha is meat, and he cooks it with cholov beyomtiv and yomtiv oichloy, and he eats it. So between the cooking and the eating, like a chamish, he has five sets of malchus. What are they? Lega b'shemavash of gid beyomtiv. He number one is he cooked gid anyantiv, which is a bishul shalei tzarech, because you're not allowed to eat gid. So cooking gid anyantiv is by definition a bishul shalei tzarech. V'leika mishum oichol gid. Number two, he's going to get malchus because he ate gid anosher, which is aser. Leika mishum vashel baser b'cholov. He cooked baser b'cholov, which is a lav. V'leika mishum oichol baser b'cholov, and he ate baser b'cholov, which is another lav. So now he's got four. V'leika mishum avara. And he's also over because of Havara, because in order to cook, he had to kindle the fire. Now, kindling the fire is also only Motor Litzarech Yontiv. If he only did it Litzarech cooking, which is not Litzarech Yontiv, so he's Chayv Malkus for Havara as well.
It wasn't Litzarech Yontiv. He ate it, but he ate it.
That's not called.
Is that called
Echon Nefesh? Yeah. I don't know, but I guess that's not called Echon Nefesh. He wasn't allowed to do it. It's not called Litzarech Yontiv. But according to you, Rabbah, that you say hoyo, avar l'chayv. So then, why is he chayv for lighting the fire? You're right, for the cooking, he's chayv, because that, there's no way to say that that's atzairach. But for the lighting the fire, that part is why is that called shalei l'tzairach? Hoyo b'chazi lay l'tzairach hoy, because the same fire that he lit, he could use it for another pot also. He could use it for something else that is Litzarech. So for the lighting of the fire itself, you should say Hoyo. and he should not be chayav for that one. So why is there five malchus over here? Why there should only be four? So Amalei, so he answered him, you're right. Apik havara, take out havara v'ayel gid anasher, and instead put in gid anasher shal nevela, the gid anasher of nevela. Meaning this Mishnah is a little bit different than the previous Mishnah, because the previous Mishnah specified exactly what all the malchus are. This Mishnah didn't do that. This Mishnah said v'vashal gid anasher b'chol b'yomtiv v'oich le'loik chomish. It didn't say exactly what the malchus are. So we're going to have a whole shakamatari over here, back and forth, what the five are. We assumed that that was the five. So on that, the Gemara is going to say, no, who told you that that's the five? Maybe the five is, there's only one for Mavashal and Yontiv, like we said before, and not for Havara B'Yontiv, but instead, this Gid HaNasha happened to be a Gid HaNasha of Anavelo, so that was the fifth one. So you have three for the eating. You have Gid HaNasha, you have Basar V'Cholov, and you have Nevela, and two for the cooking. One for cooking Basar V'Cholov, and one for cooking on Yantiv. Frankly, Gemara, how could you say that? V'Tani Reb Chia, didn't Reb Chia say have a brisa that says Leikun Shtayim Alchilas V'Shalosh Shal B'Shulay? Again, even though we didn't specify which lavin you're getting malchus for, but that much the brisa did specify that there's two for the eating and three for the cooking. The way so Bishlam, according to the original Havamina, you know, there's three for the cooking: Havara, Bishlam Yantiv, and Bishlam Basav Chalav. But according to what we're saying now, there's only two for the cooking and there's three for the eating: Gidanasha, Basav Chalav, and Nevela. The Isa, according to what you're saying now, if you're correct, Shalosh Alechilasim Ibayle, there should be three on the eating and only two for the cooking. Ella says the Gemara, rather Apik Havara. Take out the lava of Avar, like we were saying before, because on that you have Hoyo. And instead, Va'ayil Atze Mukta. And instead, say that the wood that was used to cook with on Yantiv were Mukta. So you're getting the lava of Mukta. Fretti Umara Mukta Deraisi. Mukta is Deraisi. Pashas, we always understood that Mukta is Derabana. So how can you tell me that there's a lav for cooking with the wood of mukta on Yantif? So Amalei, so he answered him in yes. Dichsiv v'hoya b'yamashishi v'chinu es asher yaviu. This is a parsha by the Mon. It says that on the sixth day, you have to be mechin that which you need for Shabbos, because if you're not mechin, and it's mukta and it's midaraisa also to be used on Shabbos. This is Rabba's famous shita. That Rabba holds that Mukta is the rice, so it's learned from the Psukim by the Mon. And therefore, Rabba Lashitasa, this whole kasha is on Rabba. So Rabba Lashitasa, Rabba, who's the one who says Hoyo, Rabba Lashitasa will tell you that I could say that the lav over here was the lav of Mukta.
Why didn't he cut down the wood and make it behind everybody?
He cut down the tree. Yeah. Unless that's already not part of the same action. And where's the lavs? Could be v'hoyu b'yamashishi v'chinu shishiyaviu is an iser. It says you need to be making it, but it tells us that muksa is the raisa, but it's not a lav. Over here, we need five sets of malchus. It has to be a lav. Teretz is v'zarosim b'hoyu lavs from here. Mean leislasa kamalacha. Meaning once the term is megala that muksa is a problem on Shabbos and Yantiv, so then it's nichlal malacha. So it would go into the general lav of leisasa kamalacha with regard to Shabbos or with regard to Yomtiv. Amalei. So on that, he asked him, "V'atu da'amid, aren't you the one who said boy minim Rav Chista that I asked Rav Chista? V'amid abo minim Rav Huna, and others say that he asked Rav Huna. Hevi sam me'efer." If he brings a lamb from the Afer, from the marsh, from the swamp where it's grazing, so it was Mukta, it wasn't Mukhan from before Shabbos. The Shachtai, and you Shachtai, the Talmud as a carb for the carb Dama B'Yamtiv, Mahu. What's the halacha? V'at Amit La'alon, and you told us on that we have a pasuk that says as follows. The pasuk says, "Se'achas minatzayim minamasayim mimashki Yisrael lamincha." So we darshan each word of the pasuk is coming to tell us different things, what a carbon needs, what conditions you need to be right for kachin. So it has to be a set, it has to be a regular sevalei abachar. You can't take a bachar and use it for a different carbon. Rashi says because a set is mashma that it could be any set, whether it's a zachar, whether it's an akeva. A bachar has to be dafka zachar. Achas, it has to be a single one, v'le meiser. It means to say it's not one of a number, meaning it's not the one that became meiser behema. You can't use for the carbon talmud an animal that was already meiser behema. Minat tzoin, it has to be from tzoin, but not all tzoin. V'le pilgus, which excludes pilgus. What's pilgus? Pilgus is, certain karbanas have to be a set in the first year. Then certain karbanas have to be an ayo, which means it's already in the second year. But the Mishnais Chazal explain that a first year karban has to be it's younger than 12 months, an ayo has to be at least 13 months. That first month of that second year, from between 12 months till it hits 13 months, it's like a teenager. It's like what we call pilgus. It's no longer a seh. But it's not yet an ayo, and it's possible either way. So over here for the carbon talmud, that's what we're saying. It has to be dafka seh, dafka while it's still in its first year. But a pilgus is already, even though it's not yet considered an ayo, but it's already no good for wherever you need a seh. Then it says minam esayim. We darshin mi meiser shtei meyos from what was left over from one out of 200 shenishtaru bebar that remained in the bar, meaning. If some Easter got mixed into the bar, so we're going to see which Yisurim we're talking about in a moment, so then, in order for them to be batal, you have to have 200 times the Easter in order to be batal. And therefore we're saying that this came min ha-mesayim, that there was the Easter fell, in the case that Easter fell in, it has to be it was from the one of 200 connected to Easter. Because if it was less than 200 connected to Easter, it would be also, because the Easter would not be batal. Mikanin, from here is a source, la'arla, Shabitla b'Masayim, that Arla is only batal 1 in 200, and Huan did the same halachas true by Klai Akarim, meaning we don't regularly shurim our batal in Beroiv, unless it's nice and tam that it's batal once it doesn't give a tam. Truma was more chamer, it's batal in 1 out of 100. Arla and Klai Akarim is even more chamer than Truma, it's not batal until you have 1 in 200. And then finally, the pasuk says, Mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael from what's mutter mina mutter Yisrael from things that Klai Yisrael that Yidden could eat. The Mizbech is only allowed to eat what Klai Yisrael could eat. What's mutter to Klai Yisrael, but something that's also to Klai Yisrael, you're not allowed to be makriven on the Mizbech. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal say Eimavim Nesachim, you cannot bring the Nesachim for Karbonis mina tevel from wine that's tevel, because that's not Mashki Yisrael. It's not mutter for anybody else to eat it, so it's not mutter for the Mizbech. Yachel, so I would think if there's this rule of Mimashki Yisrael, so who I didn't lo yavim min amukta, you're not allowed to bring carbon that's mukta. Going back to the case of the Shaila, that you took a seth from the marsh, it wasn't mukhar from before Yantiv, it was sitting out in the field, no one had das to use it before Yantiv. So I would think that such a carbon is not kosher, because again, it's Mimashki Yisrael, it's not mutter to Yisrael, so who then it's not mutter to the Mizbeach. So on that we say, no. Amrit, Ma Tevel Miyucha, just like Tevel, is different, is singled out, She'isur Gufa Garmla, that there's something wrong with it itself. Avkol, so to all other Yisrael, that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, She'isur Gufa Garmla, that it's an Isser on it itself. There's something wrong with it itself. It's Arla, it's not kosher, it's Klayim, all these things. Yatza Mukta, which excludes Mukta, Shein Isser Gufa Garamla, there's nothing wrong with it itself. El Isser Tabracha Garamla, it's extrinsic Isser, meaning it's the Shabbos or the Yontav that makes it Osir. V'i Amrit, so coming back to our Kasha, you said before that there's a lav of mukta midaraisa. So on that we ask, v'i amrit iser mukta daraisa, if mukta is aser midaraisa to the point that there's a lav on it, mali iser gufa, mali iser davar acher. I mean, the Gemara understood that that which would be mechal between gufa and davar acher is not the real chilek. because if it's also midaraisa, what's the difference? Either way, it's not mashki Yisrael. Teretz is because this isra davracha is only an isra rabbanon, so therefore midaraisa is mutter. That's why you're able to use it for a carbon. So bishlam if muktz is derabbanon, I understand, but if muktz is deraisa, so then who cares if it's a isra gufa or it's isra davracha? Either way, it should be usher and it shouldn't be right for a carbon. For the fact that you yourself say that it's right for a carbon, so you're saying that you're masking that there's no lav even midaraisa on muktzah. So this is the first kasha. The Gemara is going to continue to ask more kashas, but this is the first kasha on Rabba. We lost our territory. We wanted to say that the fifth set of malchus over here is for muktzah. We see from another member that you yourself said that there is no malchus for muktzah, and that's for why muktzah is kasha for a carbon. So we're back to the kasha from the first place. If muktzah is not daraisa, so where is the fifth set of malchus? Bishlam, if you say you don't say hayo, the fifth set of malchus could be avara. But if you do say hayo, we're going to leave with that kasha. So then, what is that fifth set of malchus? All right, okay.
Have a good day.
You too. We